It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For deep down laughs and listening enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for deep down coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. With extra flavor in the blend because of choice Latin American coffees skillfully combined. Extra flavor in the cup because Radiant Roast develops the full flavor of every coffee bean. And the result is that today more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. Well, there's lots of excitement in the Burns home today. Their sponsor, Mr. Charles Mortimer, is in town. And George and Gracie have invited him to dinner. At the moment, we find Gracie putting the finishing touches on a plump, aged ham.
Hold still, George, while I fix your tie.
Okay.
There. Now step back and let me look at you. No, you still don't look right. Let's try another one.
Honey, you've tried 10 different ties already.
I know, dear, but something just seems to be lacking. Oh, now I see what it is.
What?
You haven't got your pants on.
Well, that might help, yes.
Oh, not that you don't look handsome without them.
Oh.
You have such aristocratic knees.
Aristocratic, huh?
Yeah, they're so snobbish. They just never come close to one another.
Well, as much as I hate to cover them up, I better put my pants on.
Yes. Now, George, let's get a few things straight about the dinner. Now, we've got to be sure Mr. Mortimer gets plenty to eat. So I've arranged some signals.
Signals?
Yes. For example, when I pass you the potatoes, I may say, George, have some more potatoes. PMK.
PMK.
Plenty more in the kitchen.
Oh, yes, it's PMK, I see.
Or I may say, have some potatoes, DYD.
DYD?
Don't you dare.
Yeah, well, those are some signals.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I just remembered, you better phone the drugstore and have them send over a dozen of those cigars I smoke.
Oh, I'm sorry, George. They won't deliver any order under 50 cents.
Yes, I forgot. Okay, have them send over a whole box.
All right. With a package of gum, it'll just make it.
Now, about after dinner, what'll we do to entertain Mr. Mortimer?
Well, now, maybe he'd like to hear a joke.
Oh, yes, he loves jokes.
I was in the market the other day, and the clerk told a wonderful joke to Harry Martin. The clerk said, Harry, stop me if you heard this. A farmer came rushing up to his wife one morning and said, Mirandy, one of our cows is on top of the barn.
Well?
That's where Harry stopped them.
I wouldn't tell that. There's no sense in getting Mortimer hysterical.
Well, then I'll do my imitations of Hollywood celebrities.
Imitations?
Mm-hmm.
You've been holding out on me. I didn't know you did imitations.
Oh, they're perfect. Listen, here's my imitation of Barbara Stanwyck. Oh.
That's Barbara Stanwyck.
She's married to Robert Taylor, you know.
On second thought, tell the joke. I think you'd like that better.
I thought it'd grow on you. Mm.
Hello, folks.
Oh, hello, Meredith. Don't forget you're invited to dinner tonight with a sponsor.
Oh, I'll be here, Gracie.
Oh, it'll be nice to spend an evening with Mr. Mortimer. We only spent a few minutes with him once in New York.
Yes, Meredith, you've been with Maxwell House for some time. What sort of a fellow is Mr. Mortimer?
Oh, he's a very intelligent man, George. Extremely well-read. Matter of fact, he started me reading.
Really?
Oh, yes, sir. Never read a thing till I met him 5 years ago. Since then, I've had my nose in a book day and night. What's more, when I finish it, I'm going to start another one.
Mr. Mortimer really did a lot for you.
Well, I've helped him, too. You know, of course, that Maxwell House Coffee is vacuum-packed. Well, Mr. Mortimer gives me credit for that idea.
He does?
I bet. He once said to me, Meredith, the idea of vacuum packing came right from your head.
I can see how that's possible.
Ken?
Well, Meredith, we've been trying to think of ways to entertain Mr. Mortimer. Can you suggest anything?
Well, I know he loves good music. Last time we were in New York together, we went to hear the great Zimbalist.
Oh, I wish I'd been along. The zimbal is my favorite instrument.
I'd rather play the hyphens.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's bigger. Boom, 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 boom. Well, so long, Meredith. And don't forget, cocktails at 7 o'clock.
Okay, George, I'll bring some.
Goodbye, Meredith.
Bye.
What a brain.
George, did you hear what he said? Mr. Mortimer loves good music. This is your chance.
Huh?
Well, don't you see? You can sing for him tonight. And when he hears your magnificent voice, maybe he'll let you sing on our radio program.
Gee, he might at that. How about me doing Amos behaving all by myself? Amos behaving, I'm happy on the sofa.
Oh.
No one.
Oh, he doesn't love that. He's mad.
Or I could sing, though April showers may come your way. Or they bring flowers that bloom in May.
Oh, George, that was exquisite. I wish you never had to eat.
Never had to eat?
Yes, the golden notes that live in your throat shouldn't have to move aside to let meat and potatoes go by.
Oh, they don't mind. Or I could do a number I wrote myself and introduced in vaudeville. The Red Rose Ray.
Well, sing it, sugar throat.
Boom, 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 don't. I'll have to start again. I want them to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, go on.
Boom, 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 down in the garden where the red rose grows behind the old man.
George, George, so. That's wonderful. Oh, that beats me, Daddy. You sang it in vaudeville, huh?
Yeah, back in the days when I did a singing act. I was billed as the Canal Street Canary.
Oh, I don't like that. It's an insult to call you a canary, or a lark, or a nightingale.
Why?
Well, they're such small little birds. You sing like an ostrich.
Yes, that's a larger type bird.
Yes. Come in.
Hi, folks. Say, have you heard the news? Our sponsor, Mr. Mortimer's in town.
We know, Bill. We've invited him to dinner tonight.
Oh, good, George. That's the idea. Make him love us and we'll never be out of a job. Mm.
And after dinner, George is going to sing for him.
Well, I better start looking around.
Well, the comic is loose again.
Oh, Bill, you shouldn't joke about George's voice. Well, it's marvelous and so convincing.
Convincing?
Well, yes. We were in a hotel once and George sang, "Don't Fence Me In."
Well?
Well, the people in the next room try to tear down the walls.
Well, okay, George, if you want to stick your neck out. But be careful of one thing. Mortimer has a little idiosyncrasy about songs.
What do you mean?
Well, he's in the coffee business, and he can't stand songs about other beverages. If you sing tea for two, make it coffee for two.
Like coffee for two and coffee for three and Maxwell for four.
Yeah, that's right. So, George, don't get mixed up tonight. Remember, it's the coffee barrel polka.
Oh, sure. No beer.
Yeah. And also, from the land of the sky blue Java.
Can't even stand water.
Oh, no. Now, another of his favorites is, "Won't You Wait Till the Coffees Come Home?"
Cows are out, too.
Oh, well, sure. Look what's in them.
Oh, now that's carrying things too far.
Yeah, you're right, Gracie. He has a one-track mind. I wouldn't be like him for all the coffee in China. See you later.
Gee, Gracie, suppose Bill was right. Suppose Mortimer doesn't go for my singing.
Oh, don't worry, dear. I've got an idea that'll make him go for it.
What are you going to do?
Now, George, don't ask any questions. A husband and wife can't get anywhere unless they agree. Do you remember at any time that I ever got you into trouble?
Yes.
Well, so do I. Now that we agree, don't ask any questions.
But, Gracie,
just
I want...
Just practice your songs while I go to the market.
Okay. You next, lady?
That's right. You're a new clerk at this market, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. I started this morning.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, I should think a man as handsome as you would be in the movies instead of behind a counter. Why, do you know for a minute I thought you were Clark Abel? You have the same gorgeous eyes, the same magnificent physique.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but we're out of butter.
Oh. Well, I'll try again tomorrow.
Hello, Gracie.
Well, Blanche Morton, how are you, Blanche?
Oh, Gracie, these food shortages are just driving me crazy. I can't find any bacon anywhere.
Well, I just bought the last pound at this market. You can have it if you'll do me a little favor tonight.
Gracie, just name it. I'll do anything in the world for a pound of bacon. Anything you ask me.
Good. Here's your bacon. And now for the favor.
Yes?
Tonight, George is going to sing to a very important man at exactly 8 o'clock. Now, at 1 minute after, I want you to rush in and say, oh, that magnificent, thrilling voice, that man should be on the radio.
Here's your bacon back.
Suppose I wrap the bacon in a pair of nylons?
Sorry, Gracie.
Well, suppose I wrap the nylons in a girdle.
Pre-war girdle?
Yes.
Well, all right, I'll let myself be taken in. I'll be there, Gracie. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Blanche, and thanks. Oh, now, if I can only find someone else to help me. Someone who's easily talked into things. Somebody who's not too bright.
Good morning, Missy Burns.
Well, Mr. Postman, speak of the devil.
Very well. Her name is Bertha, and she's been my wife for 20 years.
Mr. Postman, you took me too literally. I mean, I was surprised to see you here at the market.
Oh, I do all the marketing. Isn't this butter shortage wonderful?
Wonderful?
Yes. Bertha sent me out for a pound of butter and told me not to come home without it. I haven't seen her for 2 weeks.
Postman, I've been wondering if you would do me a little favor.
Oh, anything, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, fine. Now, here's what I want you to do. My husband is going to sing for a very important man tonight. So at 3 minutes after 8, you rush into my house and say, oh, that beautiful golden voice. That man should be on the radio.
I couldn't say that, Mrs. Burns. Not so close to Washington's birthday.
Well, now, look, Mr. Postman. George gave me a 5-pound box of chocolates for Valentine's Day. Do this for me, and I'll give it to you for your wife.
Oh, chocolates don't agree with Bertha, Mrs. Burns. Last time she ate some, she got terribly sick, and she couldn't even get out of bed for several... Say, you got a deal.
Mr. Postman, I knew I could appeal to your better nature.
Well, I'll be there tonight. Goodbye, Mrs. Burns, and remember, keep smiling.
Once again, it's Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. Thank you.
know, Meredith, music like that paints a wonderful picture.
Yes, Bill, the Mississippi must have made a deep impression on Ferdy Grofay. And his musical interpretation, The Mississippi Suite, is certainly a beautiful and expressive tribute.
It's a fact the music does bring to mind the vast, wonderful river, with its white steamboats whistling up the stream, flimsy little shantyboats drifting lazily along, and giant towboats, too, pushing million-dollar cargoes to the big river cities, an unforgettable part of the American scene. And I can't help thinking how, in its way, Maxwell House Coffee, too, is very much a part of the American scene. For here in this nation of coffee lovers, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand. That rich, wonderful flavor of Maxwell House is a result of skillfully blended, choice Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice Latin American coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. So you see, there's good reason why Maxwell House is the coffee choice of millions of Americans. Cup after cup, Maxwell House is deeply satisfying, deliciously good to the last drop.
Gracie, Mr. Mortimer will be here any minute now. Should I sing for him before dinner?
Oh, no,
I
George.
Feel
no, no, no.
Voice, you know?
You've
all
got
the birds are sweetly singing.
No, George, listen.
No.
You've got to sing at exactly 8 o'clock.
Well, why exactly 8 o'clock?
Well, now that's a reasonable question, and it deserves a reasonable answer.
Good.
Too bad I can't think of one.
Gracie, if you don't tell me
what's... Oh, look, a car just pulled up in front of the house. It must be Mr. Mortimer.
Well, okay, we'll settle this later.
Listen, should we bow to him when he comes in?
Certainly not. We're as good as he is. Just treat him like an equal.
Like an equal, huh?
Well, yes, you know, he'll respect us more if we don't scratch his back.
Oh, yeah. All right, dear.
There he is. You answer it and remember what I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good evening, Gracie.
Hiya, Charlie.
I beg your pardon.
Now, we're as good as you are.
What?
And if it itches, scratch it yourself.
Gracie, please. She's a little mixed up, Mr. Mortimer. I told her that you didn't like people to bow down to you.
Well, that's quite true. I don't.
Well, then get up off your knees, George.
Beg your pardon. Sit right down, Mr. Mortimer. I'll go and fix you some cocktails.
Fine.
Gracie, can I see you a minute?
Yes, dear.
Look, you got off to a bad start, so while I'm fixing the cocktails, put him in a good mood.
Oh, tell him the joke about the cow?
No. And no imitations. He's a big businessman. Talk about things he'd be interested in.
Oh, yeah, yes, dear. Oh, Mr. Mortimer.
Yes, Gracie?
How's big business?
Big business?
Yeah, you know, high finance. Do you think it'll go any higher?
Well, I'm not a financier. I'm just a man who happens to be connected with a large corporation.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. You're just a little plump.
I mean, I'm not the sort of person who'd ever be known as the Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, no, no. I suppose at your age, you stick more to business.
Yes.
My, Wall Street must be such an exciting place. Men reading the tape as it comes from the dividend and then jumping out windows on their margins.
Yes, it's a very stimulating place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here are the cocktails, Mr. Mortimer. Dinner will be served as soon as Bill and Meredith get here.
Good.
Oh, and now a toast to our dear friend and beloved sponsor, Mr. Charles Mortimer. One of the finest, most gracious gentlemen I've ever met and for whom I have the greatest respect.
Well, thank you, Gracie.
But if it itches, scratch it yourself.
Oh.
Well, that certainly was a delicious dinner.
Yeah, it sure was, boy.
Best I ever ate.
Oh, now really, you shouldn't praise the cooking that way. You'll turn George's head.
Yes, I'm easily flattered.
By the way, dear, what time is it?
1 minute of 8.
Oh. Mr. Mortimer, I understand that you're very fond of good music.
Oh, very much so, Gracie.
Well, in just about a minute, you'll hear some.
Yeah, this music will knock you for a loop. Here, have one of my cigars.
That's in case the music misses.
He's clowning all the time, yes.
Oh, well, get to the piano, Meredith. Okay. I'm sure we'd all like to hear a few choruses of Ain't Misbehavin'. Sung by the man who sings it best in the entire world. Wouldn't we, everybody?
Mr. Mortimer has no objection.
Objection? Why, I'll be delighted to sing it for you.
You?
Ain't misbehaving all by myself. Ain't misbehaving.
Oh, that magnificent, thrilling voice. That man should be on the radio. Ooh!
Well, by George, did you hear that? She loved my singing.
Gracie, I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, no, no. Not now, George. Everyone would like to hear April Showers, wouldn't we, boys?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear April Showers.
Let's hear that one.
Yes, sir. That's my favorite song.
Well, very well. I'll be...
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers.
Oh, that glorious, enchanting voice. That voice should be on the radio. Good night, everybody.
Why, this is amazing. People coming in off the street to tell a man how much they like his singing. Think of it.
Well, believe me, I never will again.
Gracie, can I talk to you in here for a minute?
Well, yes, dear.
So this is why I couldn't sing till 8 o'clock.
Well, George, how did I know Mr. Mortimer would bore everyone to death with a thing? I thought you'd do it.
Well, you won't be able to cut into my next number. Nobody ever sang Red Rose Rag except me. And that was in vaudeville 15 years ago.
Oh, that's right. I'll suggest it.
Good.
Well, how about some more singing, folks?
Oh, yes. Let's have some more singing.
Does anybody happen to know Red Rose Rag?
Red Rose Rag?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I believe I do.
You do?
How does it go again?
Boom, 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 boom. Down in
Mr.
the
garden. Mr. Mortimer. Mr. Mortimer. Charlie.
Down in the
Charlie. look, Chuck. How do you know that song?
Why, I heard it in vaudeville 15 years ago. It was sung by some gravel-voiced freak who called himself the Canal Street Canary.
I see.
Hey, wait a minute. You were in vaudeville, George. Who was that no-talent small-timer's name?
Sam Newman.
Well, for his sake, I hope he quit singing and hooked up with something and made a living for him.
Oh, he did. He did. Bill, I wouldn't get too funny. Sam Newman might be your boss someday.
Lost my head, Sam.
Well, let's have some more singing, eh? What about that beautiful number that was such a hit at our New York sales conference?
Oh, I remember that, Mr. Mortimer. What do you say if we make it a duet?
Oh, a good idea, George. How about joining me, Bill?
Bill?
Yeah, I'd be glad to, Mr. Mortimer. You bet.
Maxwell House. We're simply wild about you.
Gentlemen. Don't you think that would sound better as a trio?
Well, say it might at that, George.
Well, of course.
Come on in with us, Meredith.
Okay. Yeah, Meredith.
Gentlemen.
We're
simply wild.
Gentlemen. How about making it a quartet?
All right. Join us, Gracie.
Gracie.
Maxwell House, we're simply wild about you. Maxwell House, no home should be without you. Your flavor is enthralling. It's preferred by wife and spouse. And the customers keep calling for you. Maxwell House.
look in the second chorus.
Quiet,
I can
George.
Throw in a few licks.
What?
I was only 17 when I fell in love for the first time. I fell in love with Maxwell House coffee because it's appetizing, rich, full-bodied, and mellow. Coffee at its full-flavored best, good to the last drop. The other boys didn't understand. They seemed to think there was something strange about me. So I tried going out with girls. I swore that if I couldn't find a girl who made me as happy as Maxwell House coffee, I'd kill myself. For 2 years, I went from one girl to another, but none of them meant as much to me as Maxwell House, the coffee that is bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. So, at the age of 19, I killed myself.
And the customers keep calling, calling for you, Maxwell.
To the last drop.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, yeah, that was splendid, splendid.
Mr. Mortimer, you just sang four numbers. Now, if it's not asking too much...
Another one? Gladly.
Yes, that's what I meant.
How about Asleep in the Deep?
It should happen to you.
Fine.
Many brave hearts lie asleep in the...
Someone's at the back door. Excuse me, please.
Of course, Gracie.
Many brave hearts lie asleep.
Yes?
Mrs. Burns, I don't like to be a complaining neighbor, but I just can't sleep with all that singing going on.
Oh, well, I know a wonderful way to stop it, Mr. Fairchild. Wonderful for both of us.
How's that?
Well, all you have to do is go around to the front door, open it, and say that that's the worst singing you ever heard.
It'll be a pleasure.
Why, Mr. Mortimer, you stopped singing.
Oh, no, I finally convinced him that it was my turn. I'm going to sing now.
Oh, no, please, George, please, don't sing.
Don't be silly. This is the chance I've been waiting for. Okay, yeah, Meredith.
No, George, please.
Let's take
please,
it.
Don't, George.
Oh. I ain't got no nobody, baby.
Oh, George.
There's nobody, nobody cares for me. Oh, I'm so sad and lonely. Oh, baby, won't somebody
George.
Take a chance with me? But Lord, to do.
Hey, you.
Oh, I've been.
Hey.
Oh, I've been.
Hey, you.
Oh, I've been.
Hey.
Oh, I've been.
Hey, you.
Oh, I've been.
Hey.
Oh.
Stop already! That's the worst thing that I ever heard. Shut up!
What was that?
You know, it's too bad, George. I kind of liked your voice. But if people come in off the street to shut you up...
Come in off the street? Gracie!
She had to go to bed with a headache. I'll see you in the morning.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin.
Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee, always good to the last drop.
Stay tuned to this station because Dinah Shore's open house is coming on in just a second. Dinah's special guest tonight is Kay Kaiser.
Oh, goody, goody, jello pudding tonight. It tastes like grandma's only more so.
You ain't kidding, that's right.
And just as jello sticks delicious, locked in flavors can't be beaten. So the proof of jello pudding's in the eating.
The jello twins are hard to find, but keep on looking in your store. When sugar shortages are over, there'll be more.
Just a taste of jello pudding or of jello and you know. It's the one and only J-E-L-L-O.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.